How are almond growers thinking about cover crops in their orchards? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of that vast ag information network. Raymond Morales is a UCANR farm advisor in Tulare County focused on almonds.
We start to see some of the growers start to be a little bit more open to that as well. Just thinking in terms of regenerative farming or just thinking about healthier soils and supporting the microbiome. But, you know, of course, that's something that they look forward to in the winter just to keep things kind of going. But here in California, I'm sure in many other places, we're still, you know, shaking to the ground, blow them into the rows and be able to harvest them that way. So as we start to move closer to harvest and growers will start to prep the ground and basically just start to remove it or till it under.
And you got to think about cover crops. You just don't throw the seeds out in the middles. You must manage it just like your crop.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it definitely adds another aspect to it, is especially when you're picking out the different varieties and different seeds that you can put out there, depending on your soil conditions and what potentially could help you improve your infiltration and things as such. And so it's definitely another aspect of it that needs to be thought out and managed as well. So, you know, it's something that I hope that growers consider and weigh out the benefits more than the cons, because it does really help out the soil and help improve, you know, availability of nutrients and infiltration and holding on to water and things as such.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.